What's going on?
Are you two over there?
Yeah, I was like looking stuff up. Give me a second. I don't think. Yeah, I think you can. One of them I need actually, so don't take him today.
Hello.
Hello, this is Ruben.
Ruben.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing well.
All right, I'm working hard for you. So I think I've got a solution here with my underwriters. Okay.
Okay.
So and basically, when did your uncle get into the hotel business?
Let's see, 95, 96.
And when did he start actually owning his hotels?
95, 96.
As a partner, correct?
Yes, that is correct. Partners, and then we try to keep our properties as partnership, so then the liability doesn't
gotcha.
Come all on one person. But he's been in the properties for years now.
Gotcha. Here's the big, and I don't want to interject, but here's the general synopsis of your file. His credit score is not perfect, but I wouldn't be talking to you and kind of going down this road if I didn't think there's a good approval. Mm-hmm. Some of the challenges, tax returns aren't filed. There's a lot of money in and out. Some of the bank accounts have some overdraft for the other hotels. But I think our underwriters are comfortable with what your business does. The problem is with newer businesses, anything under 3 years old, about 20% mm-hmm. of the people don't pay the bills. Even people with 800 credit scores. So they borrow the money, and unlike put it this way, with real estate financing, it's completely different. That's government-backed lending, and most importantly, that's real estate. There's equity. There's, you know, that is what you're going to pay. But with equipment financing, the performance on it is much different. It's really related to the time in business. Because with a hotel, if things aren't going well, you can always sell that hotel. You've got that equity buffer to protect you. Whereas restaurant equipment, there's really... It's a good equipment, but there's very little collateral secondhand value. So here's the kind of the underwriting, and I think what the best case scenario here is to get this wrapped up. One of the big focuses is the story of the transaction, because this will be a business loan. The business that we're using as a kind of to straighten out the file is the Motel 6. Now, the loan's not going to go under Motel 6. The funding's going to go under this new venture. But that Motel 6 is owned by his wife.
Okay.
So their idea is this. They want me to run this by you. We should add his wife, as long as she has mm-hmm. decent credit, add that to the mm-hmm. file, and offer you an approval by the end of the business today or first thing tomorrow morning. That is the best way to proceed.
Okay. Can you give me a call back in like 5 minutes?
Oh, no. You can take your time. It's just an idea that I wanted to kind of throw it off you and explain why I think it's a good fit. And just, you know, what I think they're going to offer you. I think mm-hmm. they're not going to blow the roofs off. They're not going to offer you $10,000. They're not going to offer you $1 million. I think the approval they'll offer you is going to be between $30,000, $50,000, or $100,000. So it's going to be enough capital to make a significant difference, and that's mm-hmm. why I wanted to reach out to you.
Okay, so $30,000, $50,000, or $100,000?
Yeah, that's the general kind of price points they look at. So those are the three ideas. Because if I go, the one of the issues is I want to get you an approval in hand, and I know you're missing some tax returns and it's not filed, so I'd rather just say, hey, look, here's your approval. Let's get this order placed so you don't have mm-hmm. to keep gathering documents.
Okay. All right. Let me go ahead and give them a call right now.
Okay, and does that make sense why we're asking for her information?
Yes, it does.
Okay, cool. I'll be here all day. Give me a call anytime. I'm looking forward to helping you guys out, okay?
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.